The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Metallica right there. It's sad but true. And by the way, for that Super Bowl party we're doing over there at CB Live with Adam Ray, do a comedy show first. Adam's going to headline. I'll go up, make a mockery of it, hosting it. Don't count on that being anything good. I'll host it, and then we'll get other comedians up there. We got Gary Cannon's going to make it out. I tried to get Lovitz.
Oh, yeah, because I'm the face of the NFL. Great idea.
And Lovitz still might.
How much?
That's, of course, what his first answer was.
What do you pay me? Because last time I was out, they gave me like $30,000.
I'm like, no, I didn't. I'd give you $30,000 to just be out here.
Typical. Well, that's my typical price.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say it.
No, he said it. He was.
You realize I'm a Jew.
It was his words. Anyway, so hopefully, maybe, I don't know. We'll talk to John. But definitely Adam Ray. And also, just to throw in a little extra on that, we're going to have the football squares for the Humane Society. We're giving away the Metallica weekend. Both tickets.
Nice.
So we'll have those available too.
We had somebody just email a little while ago. He wants to know. So the $9.80 or whatever it is, that covers everything.
All of it.
The game,
yeah.
The comedy, everything.
Look, there's no security. You awesome. Pay the $9.80, you scoot back and forth all you want.
All right.
I think what they're going to do is have the comedy club open up, ready to go. Adam does the thing. We have the little show. We have some fun. We goof around. We're a little football comedy fun. I have special guests I'm not allowed to mention yet. You know who it is. He goes to all of them. He's not allowed to talk about it, but he'll be there. And then we're going to go on and goof around for a little bit. Then Adam comes on, does his thing. And then I think they're just closing the middle wall. They'll have a viewing party on both sides. And you can go to either one.
Oh, okay.
So you're just not going to be part of the comedy thing until start trickling in after that's over. But Metallica tickets on the line there too. So it's going to be awesome. I'm excited. But we weren't going to do a Super Bowl thing. And then this started to happen. I'm like, this is great. Good idea. So it should be fun. Hop on it, because you can take your drinks out of the building up there on that Sunday. It's a great idea. Pretty awesome. I also got this email. I wanted to read this out of the complete fairness of what we talked about. A guy named Peyton emails, said, John, read this out loud, please. I'm a 52-year-old black male from Richmond, the District of Columbia. I was a bouncer in my younger years. I've loved you and the HMS gang since day one. And what you are talking about with police brutality has been happening to people of color for a long time. When I started driving in 83, just learning, I was warned. First thing, do not do anything to draw attention to yourself. No loud radio, no fast cars, no jacked up cars. Buy a bucket, keep it running, stay in the slow lane. I've picked up more than one buddy or family member because they went out after dark and took a turn without a signal or blew through a red light and got pulled over. You know how many times we've heard, you know why I pulled you over, boy? And was told to keep your keys on the dash, driver's license, proof of insurance, inspection, registration. Do not mouth off. Yes, sir. No, sir. Never be funny. It could get you hurt. I had a run in 22 years ago. Never again. I got to Arizona when I was 26, and it's nothing like Virginia back roads and D.C. streets. Trust me on this one. It's not new. Peyton, black listener since 96. Well, Peyton, I just wanted to get that out there for you because it is something us white people don't know. You want to call it privilege or whatever else? I'm not afraid of the cops. I was never told that. I was told don't get in trouble, but it was always me. It was always my fault, and I deserved it if I got it. For no reason, I can't even grasp it. And I've been with my friend Reggie when that cop pulled over just to watch us talking. Everything okay here? I'm like, yeah. And I watch Reggie just look at me, and I'm like, yeah, we're fine. Why, what's going on? Just making sure this is your car? Said, yeah. Okay, you're good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he drove away. Reggie goes, that was because of me. I'm like, why? And he goes, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's a white guy and a black guy in a parking lot just talking next to a nice car.
It didn't help that you...
I had my hands up.
Help me.
I had my hands up. And Reggie had me at gunpoint. But, I mean, we were just goofing around. I witnessed a foot race once behind a movie theater between a white fat kid who said he could beat a black guy they worked together in a race. And we went behind the theater and set it up. And I'm telling you right now, there is nothing worse for a white person or for a police officer to see coming around a corner, a fat white kid running from a black guy. He was faster than the black guy.
No way.
For a little while. He ended up losing the race.
Say, come on.
But he was ahead of him. And I'm like, if a cop sees this, I mean, I'm thinking this looks like a crime. He came around that first corner and got, and then by the end, the fat kid had gassed. If he was in better shape,
kid
I think he'd have won.
Kid with a name tag on?
Yeah, they both did. They were in their movie theater outfits. Well, they were dressed exactly alike. I'm like, this looks bad. So, yeah, just to get it out there. Anyway, thank you, Peyton, for that perspective. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And it is, you know, they're going to get ready. That place is going to go crazy. Hooters is going to have it all. And right now, you can still get the January's Beer of the Month. Two more days of that. Then February's Beer of the Month. I'm not sure that'll change too much. But you can do that right now and find out what they are. Head over there. Ask Brittany behind the bar for the special. She'll give it to you. And if you're thirsty, there's only one place to go, and that's Hooters. And then say, thanks, Hooters, for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Oh, boy, do I. Not enough stuff comes to my house in bubble wrap. It's all that weird...
the big
cardboard now.
And then there's the big pocket ones.
Those aren't as fun. Like, I don't like the big... They don't
pop. You get like four or five.
Amazon ones. Yeah, the Amazon ones stink. You got to jump on them. They're more like gel.
Yeah. Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Will Ferrell's dad was a musician with the Righteous Brothers.
Really?
To save money during World War One.
World War?
World War
One. There it is, yeah.
Woodrow Wilson got rid of the White House groundskeepers, kept a flock of 48 sheep on the lawn to chew the grass.
Why aren't we still doing that?
The wool sheared from the sheep was sold at auction to raise money for the Red Cross.
Let's keep that up. Have the White House sheep give sweaters to the homeless.
Pixar animated 20,622 balloons to carry the house in the movie Up.
Wow.
Even the ones on the inside of the giant bunch that you can't see.
They built it from the inside out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
In a new survey.
And again, Pixar also animated the very first cartoon stillbirth. Without realizing it. Well, it wasn't a stillbirth. Did she have it? She didn't have it. She lost the baby. So it was a
miscarriage.
Miscarriage. Yeah. It's a cartoon miscarriage. But everybody always makes that face. Well, what you watched was the first animated miscarriage. That was the whole premise of the movie based on the idea that she couldn't have kids. They're laying in the field. They look up. There's the cloud that looks like a stork, looks like a baby. She points. He looks nervous. Clearly, she's just told him, I'm pregnant. Next scene, they're in a doctor's office. She's crying. I didn't know if you guys noticed. There's blood on her leg. That's not true.
Missed that part.
But, yeah, she's crying. They realize they have to go. They did the baby.
That's why they went
the baby's
on the
room.
Adventures.
And they realize we can't have kids. It's just the two of us. All we've got is each other. And so they had planned adventures, but they didn't go on any adventures. That was the problem.
Right.
And then he waited for her to die before he decided to do any of the adventures, which is rude, but it's still a great movie. And then he took young cartoon Brady all the way to Paradise Falls.
In a new survey, 85% of adults of all ages see themselves as financially responsible when it comes to things like credit card or credit scores and savings. But 50% say they struggle with unnecessary spending or unbudgeted expenses. 40% struggle to remember to pay bills on time.
Oh, yikes.
35% of all adults admit that their parents are paying or contributing to at least one of their bills.
35% of adults?
I'd be embarrassed.
Well, I guess 35% includes from 18 to 27.
They didn't break it down by age.
I'd still be embarrassed.
I would too, but that's not embarrassing anymore because people live at home until they're 27.
24% of millennials say their parents cover their rent.
Oh, now I'd be embarrassed.
That's 26 to 41.
Because you haven't really moved out.
26 to 41. To 41, for Christ's sake, you can't get it together?
I can understand you running into trouble.
Right.
And
need
you need
a hand once
in
a while.
Yeah, Mom, Dad, I hate to do this, but I am in deep trouble and I don't want to be homeless. And I don't want to move back in with you and I don't think you want that either. So you get a boost.
I got a sure thing happening. I just need $3,000
up front.
And I'll double you.
Yeah, no. I don't want any of your barter nonsense. I'll give you the rent and we're done here. I swear I can double your money. If that's true, why do you need money? You're such a genius. Oh, I that's pathetic. If you're in your 30s at all and they're paying your rent steadily and you don't have any plans on changing that.
Just you go hang yourself.
You got no pride.
Yeah, go hang yourself.
Yeah, I'm with Brett. End it.
There are more than 127 million single people, 18 years and older, living in America. That's about 40% of the population. According to the U.S. Census data, the cities with the most singles, Richmond, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Newark, New Jersey, Cincinnati, Ohio, Atlanta, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Detroit.
Well, you seen some of the broads in those cities?
I was going to say, you've mentioned a lot of cities where people will remain single.
The cities with the most single men are all the ones I just mentioned. But also, Reno, Nevada is up there.
No kidding. Also, hillbilly heaven.
Most single women. Some similarities as well. Buffalo, Richmond, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Newark, D.C., Atlanta.
They may say they're single, but they weigh in as a double.
If more seasoned divorcees are your speed, Spokane, Washington, Jacksonville, Florida, Albuquerque, Orlando.
Are you single if you're divorced? I noticed that. I've always noticed that they say, what is your status? Single, married, divorced. But if you're divorced, what you're single.
I don't understand that. Yeah.
So, I mean, so of the numbers you just read off of the 40% of the population single, does that include people who are no longer married or is divorced a separate category?
I think they're saying, according to that last part, divorcees are more your speed.
Yeah, so like 60.
I guess people want to know.
Be part of the single world.
They're looking for a platinum single.
Right. Yeah, somebody's never been tainted by the pain of marriage. Well, that generation, the new generation, kudos to them on that one. They got that right. They're not getting married early. They're trying to avoid it because it's no longer this, beautiful union of religion and everything. It's a business and it's a law. It's legal. It's now legal trappings for a lot of people that look at it. Like they say, I'm going to live to be 80. Why would I legally bind to you? I can't watch, 12 episodes of a show I can't commit to. Why am I going to say the next 67 years are yours? They're smarter. That's a smarter way to live.
Yeah.
Avoid it until you can't. That's basically like what Brett's doing. You're getting married. You're almost 50 years old, for God's sakes. Brilliant. Medea, she's the genius. Right?
Why? Because I'm going to be gone for her?
No. She's not been married before.
No, absolutely not. No.
Somehow or another, she skated through life and not did it. And she's not a crazy. Which normally a girl her age unmarried is a crazy.
With no kids even.
She's like a
unicorn.
Nuts. You have to run into somebody usually her age. It's like, I don't have any kids. But, I was married for 13 years and he died in a skydiving accident or something like that. She's not crazy. You got lucky.
I know.
That was a champion's pull right there.
Someone online said that their 20-year-old friend accidentally locked himself outside naked when he was arrested and fined $200. because a lady across the street called the cops,
right.
complained. So they polled the internet. More than 1,500 people weighed in. 57% of the people said you should not be punished if you're accidentally locked, if you locked yourself outside.
Yes, you should.
Naked. 21% said it depends on where you are. If you're like in an area with a school or something.
No.
11% of the people said you should be arrested. 4% said it depends on the person.
It does?
Racists. Is he white or black? I don't want to see that dangler out there. Throw him in the joint.
You should never go outside naked. It's 100%. You're 100% wrong. If you go outside naked
and lock yourself,
you can't get indoors anymore. You deserve a fine. You deserve a punishment for being so stupid to walk outside naked. Now, I've been in my hot tub naked, and I have a towel. But if the doors were all magically locked and I was stuck outside, I'd just hang out in the backyard the whole time where no one could see me. Yeah, I would hang out everywhere, really. But you don't go wandering around the front yard where the neighbors can see out. Even if it's 2 degrees, you shouldn't have gone outside naked. If you go outside nude, you deserve a fine.
I just think of that scene in The Jerk where he runs out and he's grabbing the dogs and covering up both sides.
Yeah. Oh, if there's a fire, people would understand. That's different. Those circumstances change it. But even then, you shouldn't run outside naked. Grab a sheet off the bed and get out there.
There's this 66-year-old retired woman who lives in North Texas named Elaine. And she says men have been showing up for the past year at all times of the day and night. And they've been there have been at least 25 men. They're young, they're old, all ages. Some have traveled a long distance. All kinds of men. She says...
they're showing up at her house?
Yeah, showing up at her house, basically looking for some sex.
She's a shiksa.
A what?
Yeah, it's a Jewish thing where men just are flocking to you. They can't help it.
She is not.
No.
There is, that was a potential part there, but...
they did know, they did weigh in whether or not she was a magical shiksa.
Yeah, she's figured out that her address is being used by a scam.
Oh,
It's a website that gets the men to pay through Venmo, various services.
And then they show up. Oh, that's brutal.
And they give out her address.
And then guys just show up. Prepaid.
Yep.
So they're pissed.
He said a lot of them will say they're here. I've got an appointment with Nikki. Some say Kelly.
Oh, man.
Now there's Rhonda. Elaine says she's not afraid of confronting the men and threatening them.
Sure.
She says she appreciates that the local police are quick to respond when she calls, but they won't do anything other than shoo the men off.
Yeah, what can they do?
She's hoping that authorities will go after the scam that's sending the men.
Good luck.
Soon.
Maybe this is that kind of Nora Ephron, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie in waiting, that this accident where you're sending desperate Johns to some hooker's house, but it's not real. And then Tom Hanks knocks on your door and they fall in love. It would be it's like Pretty Woman. Women would eat that story alive.
I wasn't a prostitute, but my address got locked up on this thing and I met a really nice guy.
Chicks would dig that.
Or if Bradley Cooper showed up at the door.
Exactly. Bradley Cooper's there. He's, you know, his wife had died. He doesn't know how to talk to women anymore. He thought he'd try this out. And he's standing on your porch. And Gaga's inside, and she's desperate for a decent-looking guy. Somebody probably poorly sighted, is my guess, or alcoholic, like we've pointed out. That would be a good, like, rom-com that women would go to. Because in the real life, they'd say it's gross, but in the movies, they think it's romantic.
I was in a scam for prostitution. I met my husband.
It'd be like When Harry Met Sally.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, it would be a good movie.
I fell for the one.
Yeah. Because I kept coming one weirdo after another. It'd be great for, like, as a writer, having all these nutbags show up at the house and his story as he shows up, 4 or 5 guys, and then finally, the one guy who decides, I'm going to give this a try, I guess. So. Is Rhonda here?
No, she's not. I
have an appointment.
My address was mixed up in a...
But she'd seen him on TV after his wife died in a fire and he tried to rescue her or something. So he's kind of a local hero from 7 or 8 years ago and she's always had a thing for him. This writes itself.
It goes well for a while, but he continues on hiring hooker.
Right, right. Well, no, that's after. That's when
that's what I'm saying.
We leave it when Prince Charming moves in. We don't talk about later when she's farting on him and they're fighting.
And now it's time for a Wild America.
All right.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. We have two divers diving for mollusks in Mexico's Tabari Bay in the Gulf of California. Reason being is there's a shortage of seafood, so a lot of divers are going out there and diving for scallops, and because they're in high demand, big money.
Yep. There's not a shortage of sea life. There's a shortage of bringing it to the land.
Yeah. Right?
Because they had to
be consumed in restaurants.
Did Mexico have some sort of issue with like workers? Or I don't remember why, but I read something where they were not pulling it out like they used to.
Yeah, it could be. But, you know, these guys are kind of independent divers, and they can cash in on it. Well, the Manuel Lopez was diving for mollusks, and his buddy was watching him. And he said around the depth of about 50 feet, it was around 11:30 a.m., 19-foot great white shark.
Ooh.
It's the first fatal shark attack of 2023.
Oh.
Decapitated him.
Don't.
Not only that, I mean, took the head completely off and dipped into the shoulders. Basically, it's...
He just one chomped him down to the right middle of his back.
Yeah.
Oh! Like he gave him a V-neck.
Yep.
Oh! Yeah. Just one, just saw him and ate the top of him.
Yeah, his...
And his buddy watched it?
Yeah, and his buddy says he was diving when the animal attacked him, impressively ripping off his head.
Well,
and biting both shoulders. Jose Burnell, the man that was...
Jose's a fairly pragmatic diver. Well, you know, it was, I got to say, as tragic as it was, that was impressive. Fight. That was an impressive move. You can root for your favorite team. When the other team makes a good play, sometimes you just have to go, hey, a tip of the cap. That was an impressive move by the defense. He ate his... He just circled him.
Ow.
Right around. Wow.
Combo that up. According to TrackingSharks.com, the seafood shortage has caused an increased demand, which has motivated, you know, these guys to go out independently.
To dive in these dangerous places.
Yep.
It's like people do with chocolate Easter bunnies. They just bite. They go right for the head.
Exactly. That's exact.
You can go for the ears. You're not some sort of you're not an insane person. You take its head and ears. What are you trying to?
Savage.
Deep throat the bunny.
Savage.
Yeah, you are. You're acting like an animal. Savages. You take the ears off like a gentleman. Then the head. You go all the way in there. What are you? Lana Rhodes? Calm down. You'll get some of that rabbit.
That's your Wild America.
Wow. And it was in Mexico, Brady, which is Wild North America. I like what you've done there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Baymont Inn and Suites in Des Moines, Iowa, has been given the license back. They can operate again. They closed down a little bit, 14 violations, including one of the rooms they are inspecting had a sex toy in the microwave.
Ew!
A soiled shirt in the ice bucket.
What does soiled mean? Not a fan of that word.
Rooster tail.
Yep.
Okay, it could be anything. I mean, anything could be soiled.
Trash behind the bed.
Tail.
Under the
bed. Why is that your first thought of his shirt?
That's soiled.
Yeah, it's soiled, but I've got more questions than not about Brett's first reaction. How do you soil a T-shirt? Well, clearly.
You've seen it.
Straight up the cracker. I mean, that's Manduk, the way you soil them.
You've seen some of my friends. Thank
Manduk
you.
Manduk has to have done that. Sorry,
I've told this story before, but the great Chris Gilbert, who was Ralphie May in training. Did you know Chris Gilbert?
No, uh-uh.
He was the, remember back in the day when we were in school, there was only one fat kid?
Yeah.
Now they're all fat. But this was back when every school only had one massive kid. He was our massive kid. And all through junior high and high school, Chris just got bigger and bigger and bigger. He was Ralphie May. Probably about 400 pounds by the time we got to Mesa Community College. It was a night class, if I remember right. Chris Gilbert, I was sitting next to Mark Olson. Me and Mark Olson went to school together, and Chris Gilbert. Chris Gilbert sits down behind us in a 7 to 10 p.m. class at Mace Community College. Go Thunderbirds. And he says,
anytime you guys want me to fart, I can do it.
And Mark and I start laughing. Like, all right. And then he goes, do it. Like about 20 minutes into class. Hey, Gilbert, do it. And you just see this big, fat body. And you hear. And then Chris, because the desks were all one piece, and he right. barely just stood up with the desk attached to his stomach, walks away. Olson and I are done. It's over. We're going to laugh the entire class. This is how prideless he was. He leaves. Like, what happened? And Olson's like, I'm positive he shit himself. I'm positive he all over himself. We're dying. Gilbert comes walking in about an hour and a half into class in new clothes. Sits down. He goes, a rooster tail on my back. I shit my pants.
Oh, my God. We just stopped laughing. It's never going to end.
Did he bring the desk back with him or what?
No, they, everything. He took the desk off in the hallway, evidently. Okay, but he walked out with it. Yeah. Evidently, the desk just moved. Nobody said anything. And Olson and I are dying. But you, like squishy sponges. Just, and evidently, I didn't see it, but Chris did. Rooster tailed up, or Mark evidently did. Rooster tailed up his back. And just a shot, like he was riding a bike in the mud.
Oh, hey, can I borrow your notes?
I rooster tailed all the way up my back and shit my pants.
You prideless mountain of pig. I can't believe you would show your face again. You're back in an hour. That's all it took for you to get over that public humiliation.
Went to the car wash, put in a dollar.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Barnum and Bailey were outside with hoses and buckets. They took care of him. We know what to do. Scrub. He had new clothes, sat right back down, didn't want to miss. And nobody, teacher, nothing, said a word. Haven't lived until a fat guy says,
hey, guys, anytime you need a fart, I'm your man.
Like, all right, we'll keep that in mind. Thanks, Chris. But Olson's, hey, Gilbert, do it. And I mean, it was 8 seconds later. Firing up the back of the chair.
I'm going to go home for a minute.
Like a jet boat taking off.
That poor guy. I just think of that. The walk down the hall to whatever giant car he drove. All the way home.
Oh, the car.
Get rid of all the stuff. Oh, the car. And just the filth he had to sit in.
You know he's got reserved towels in the trunk for when it's happened
on
before.
On sticks, because he can't reach back there. He's got broomsticks with towels taped to the end of them.
Just in case. I like to tell people I got anytime. Ask me. I'll do it.
What a skill. What a skill you've developed. Now, just do the algebra problems and no more of your tricks.
Came back for his $5. Told you I could do it.
He didn't ask for money, which is something you think he never. It was just a gentleman's honor to have him do that. It was no cash exchanged. He's got to be dead of a heart attack. That dude was huge.
Well, if he's not, it's good news for him. It's my understanding that the loaded tots will make the official debut on Domino's national menu. Three types of tots you can get, $6.99, cheddar bacon, melty three cheese, and the Philly cheesteak.
What's going
loaded
on, Brady?
Loaded tater tots.
What's going on? That's not news.
That's food news.
No.
It's big news.
No.
Brady, you just could roll out in time for the Super Bowl.
That got me all excited. I was just compared to John's classmate that Brady brings out some great news. Finally, some news I could get behind.
Empty your wallet. How many gift cards to that place do you have?
It's Domino's.
By the way, I told you.
Look, they're getting them the top.
Two things. I'll break. Remember, I told you the story about Megan saying the dumb thing last week. We'll get to that in a second. But over the weekend, she was talking about the news was on, and something had happened I forget what it was, but there was a follow up to it, and she goes,
"Well, no one's told me about this."
And I'm like, "That's why it's called news. It's N-E-W. It's right in the word we're watching. No one's told anyone about this. That's why it's called news. It's not like, hey, everybody, we all know this. They never start a story like that.
No one's alerted me. How am I the last to know?
What's news? It's not olds. It's news. On that, remember the story I told you about how she said her nipples hurt because of ice cream?
Yeah.
She's heels in on this.
She's going Brady on
so
you?
It got dumber. So for those, recap real quick.
It the can other day, get dumber?
It got dumber. And I still say it's the seven dumbest words I've heard strung together in my life, is that her nipples hurt because she had ice cream. not on them. She was eating it.
Oh, my nipples are killing me.
What's going on?
I don't know. I ate some ice cream earlier, and I think that did it.
I'm like, all right. What information did you delete before you settled in on ice cream was my only question. Like, what possible scenarios could have happened to make your nipples hurt before you said, no, it must be my ingestion of ice cream? So I told her seven dumbest words I've ever heard in my life. The next day, she says it. She goes,
the only thing I've been doing different, I had ice. I don't eat ice cream, and I ate it, my nipples started to hurt. And she goes, and you know, dairy and milk.
And I'm like, no, you're not going down this road. The boobs and milk, like that's where dairy goes in your
together.
Body. No, your body does not take the milk dairy product stored in your cans.
Recirculates it.
And use it as baby milk. You're not lactating. Your body is not functioning as a milk producer. Stop
your
saying
stomach
stupid
communicates
stuff.
Says, hey, this is good milk, man.
She dug her heels in on this one. She's convinced the ice cream made her nipples hurt.
Maybe her boobs are lactose intolerant or something. I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she has lactose. No, it's not because she's not lactating. You can't. That is not how pregnant women make their boobs milk.
I have to eat more dairy or I won't make.
Yeah, like if you stand outside long enough, it becomes cheese. Shut the f*** up about this whole ice cream thing.
What's this?
It's the news.
Well, no one's alerted me.
Yep. That's why you got to watch it. They're telling us now. Crazy story, but that the milk boob ice cream debate is on.
There's a new trend in laziness. This company in Japan has created a wearable beanbag chair. The example that they show
for Americans, the Japanese go-getters
showing
are
the Japanese
making this
family
for us.
Here. They come in four different colors: moss green, natural beige, mocha, charcoal gray. Three different sizes. The child size is about $60. Medium's 80, and the large is 120.
It's just a beanbag backpack.
Weighs about 11 pounds. Yeah, it looked like a family of grimaces in these beanbag.
But this is to lazy up Americans. The plan is that in 20 years, we'll be so beanbagged up that Japanese can finally run over us.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's functional.
Yep.
That one, maybe. You look like a big onion.
Look like a weeble.
Yeah, kind of. All right, Japanese people. We know what you're doing. You're trying to get us to lay down more. Does it come with a pixelated front?
Some do.
Yeah.
With a Kardashian-ass one.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Chloe. It's a beanbag in your back.
Ugh.
Anyway, well, that's just the essence of laziness is to have a suit with a chair in it.
So I can just sit down. I got a couple of radio videos. The first one is a kid that mistakenly drifts into the perfect spot. But he does it right in front of a cop.
Drift racing.
He's coming around the corner a little hot.
And he drift parks.
Yeah.
But not on purpose, though.
No.
Oh, he's not actually drifting.
It kind of tails around on him.
Okay, gotcha. So this is an accident. This is just poor driving is what it is that ended up being lucky. There's a cop right there. He goes blowing down the road. He's a target. Oops. Whoops. Oh, my God. And now he's just in the other side of traffic, and he took a spot.
And he goes.
Holy cow. He just
ended
up.
Send me that.
It's like the world's greatest U-turn. Who's screaming? The guy in the car? That's really well done.
Not a bad move.
He should be proud of himself. That's impressive.
What did he do to his alignment there, Brett, by hopping the curb that way?
Yeah, he's got a bent wheel.
The car's not going to be performing at its highest levels, but pretty well done.
Oh, send me that!
And now he's just facing the other direction. He can go back to where
the
he started.
The cop's just shaking his head like, what an ass.
You think the cop just casually walks across the street and...
That was
on his window.
That's absolutely incredible.
It is amazing.
I'm gonna go ahead and give you a ticket now. You know, right? Of course.
You know I'm here, right?
Because I just went insane for 8 seconds. I wonder if Megan thinks after my mom had her mastectomy from breast cancer that my mom can't eat dairy anymore.
You should tell her that.
Bring that up.
I'll ask today. I just thought of it. I'm like, I wonder if Megan.
Well, your mom can't have milk anymore. She's got nowhere to store it. Well, her milk holders are gone.
You don't know anything about anatomy at all.
Next one's a dude in the batter's circle. As the other guy's
on
batting.
Deck circle, Brady.
On deck circle.
That's right. There's no batters.
Taking a little foul ball.
Oh, he gets hit. Where are we playing baseball?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Club ball is happening year-round, John.
Ooh. That's a left-handed batter hitting it down the third baseline that Ooh. Badly. How late was he on
little
that
late,
pitch?
Little late.
Oh, Ooh. My God. That's a 90-degree line drive. Oh,
man.
Wow. All
He's
right.
got some power, though.
That's horrible.
Just
yeah.
a little late. Just
he's
yeah.
got no bat speed. Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, next is a fracture. Leo found this gem.
Weightlifting.
Girl, no.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, right our, there. Oh, oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No, no,
watch.
Girl, no.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, his elbow just comes out of its socket. And credit to him, though.
The x-ray below.
Oof. Oh, that's just pure
max day.
Smash. But you know what? Credit to his shoulders.
That still
he
counts.
Held, he
got
held
it.
The, he held the yeah. weight. Yeah. Just, the arm was completely bent the wrong way. That's what happened to Brock Purdy. Bent that arm the wrong direction. Yikes. All right. Is that all you got?
Brett?
Brady?
That's all I got.
Okay. You
got
to answer the questions, Brady. You can't just stare at your phone. Brett, what do you got?
There's one I'm almost not sure I'm going to show you guys.
Why?
Okay.
Is it?
Okay. You asked for it.
We twisted his arm
I'll
just
I'll let
enough.
You go to the last. It'll be the last one. So
okay.
Here's a guy doing some lion taming.
Oh, that's a tiger, Brett.
No.
That's
no.
called
oh,
a tiger.
Yeah, that
yeah,
too.
It's tiger taming.
That too.
He don't care at this point.
Oh, there's another tiger. Grabbed his leg. Oh, he's beating that. That tiger's had it. Oh, this is the worst moment Siegfried and Roy could have ever imagined. Oh, he's winning.
Now he's got his arm. This guy's just trying to beat it with a table.
Oh, my God. His partner comes out and hits the tiger with a table. That guy's dead, right?
Don't have a follow-up.
No, those
on that
are love
one.
Bites.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, they were. That guy would have lost legs.
And this smokes. Guy.
That's the only reason I'd ever want to go to one of those shows.
Just
I
to
have
see, yeah.
zero interest in the success of the lion tamer.
Well, and that's
lions
like.
Lions and tigers, I want them to win every time.
So, like NASCAR, though. Everybody goes to watch the wreck.
A little
I mean,
bit.
You know, the 500 miles.
The wreck and then a great finish.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Tiger taming. Like, whenever I went by an MGM in Vegas and they have that lion thing, today's the day. Please let today be the day that the guy gets eaten that goes in there because these guys, they no business in that glass box. None. At all. And it's just sad and pathetic and mean. And they go in there and, you know, hand them all that meat. And the one weekend I'm there that I don't go over and see the lions, they eat a guy. They had that guy, and it was all over the internet where he, oh, it was right there. It was right there. I only root for that. I have no interest in, like,
those idiots.
When the tamers win.
The hillbillies that are doing the alligator training and all that kind of stuff.
I always root for the alligator. If I see anything, if I see a wild beast, a majestic wild tiger standing on top of a habit trail or he's on one of those Ferris wheel runners, I'm rooting for someone to get murdered by that thing. Elephants wandering around tied to each other with hats on. I root for the elephant to stomp the closest idiot. I have no interest in like the dog and pony show of the wild being impressive somehow for the human species. Stomp them out. Cigarettes. That's all I'm rooting for. The elephant to just cigarette the guy out. And then look up at the crowd like, I'm free. I'll open the door for you.
Now this one, I think this guy went to Tactical Black because he kind of knew what he was doing during the fight.
Got a fight inside of some diner. Ooh. This guy is not... Whoa! That is the gayest slap I've ever seen. Look at that. He licked the back of his hand. Dude, backhanded him. With flair, by the way. And where
and
is that?
And he sashayed out of there, too.
Where are we? Because
distracts him with
it looks
the lick.
Like it's an arcade or something. They've got, like, all those old video games.
Oh, it does.
Open 24 hours. And this little tiny... Asian guy licks his hand and hands him. Oh, I've never seen a hand lick finish before, but I like it.
Come on, bitch.
Yeah, his other hand is in full gay flair. That is gay technique, and you don't want the business end of that guy's scepter.
All right. Now, do you want the last one?
Of course we do, Brett. You've teased
that
it
was
too
the
much.
COVID slap.
That was.
Okay.
You got COVID and you're alcohol. Well, suck the back of my hand, bitch. I like that.
Apparently, this guy figured out a way to get out of a bullet train.
Oh, no.
He figured out how to get out of the way.
Bullet train. So we're talking
300 miles
maybe
an
not.
Hour.
He thought he...
Here okay, we go.
Let's take a look. Here comes the bullet train.
Oh, my God.
Oh, told you.
That,
I gave you guys a warning.
Is he okay?
Well, the half on the top's okay.
Wow.
What did I just watch?
I'm not watching it again.
Oh. So he just...
He got sliced in half. Literally in half.
By the directory.
Yeah. It's, and another quick one from Death Addiction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they label it. You got to put your watermark on this video. You're responsible.
Wow.
That is the You Are Here mall directory that splits a dude's body into...
Oh, God. So there you go. Finishing up strong.
Here's a gut powerful Nugent.
Oh. Where's his head?
I don't even want to watch it again.
No. I don't think it is. Look again.
All right.
I don't think his head's still on there.
I think it was a clean cut. Both.
Oh, his body. It's a dead torso cut in half. I mean, he sliced him like a Ginsu. Where's his head? Oh, his head. I think his head. Oh, no, it's just wide open.
Look at this guy over here. Just like casually.
Go back a little bit because the first pull, his head explodes. And then the directory splits him in half. Watch closely.
See if we can do a slow.
Let's take a look. There he is going backwards. Watch his head hit the other pole. Because that's why his head's all bloody and messy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because it gets hit right there.
Oh, the head's on.
It's the head's on the top of the white thing.
On this side?
Watch the head hit the first pole.
I'll go in.
And that's what splits him in half.
Oh. And look at this guy. This guy's just like casually sitting there like, what happened?
That's the last thing you expect.
You hear thuds all the time on the train platform.
There's a train going by. You can't hear that. So he just jumped off of a moving 200-mile-an-hour train.
That's what I got in the story. Dude was able to get outside of a bullet train and make it to the terminal landing.
He jumped off of the bullet train.
Great idea that turned into a really, really bad idea.
This is my stop, but it doesn't look like they're actually going to do it. So I'll take matters into my own hands. I think I can hit the ground running here. Thanks, Brett.
Hey, I told you.
You did.
Brett's video is brought to you by Ground Chuck. Delicious Ground Chuck on sale now.
Brought to you by Alpo.
Yeah.
That's what's left.
Oh.
Yeah, he did. He looked like Alpo. Lauren Green stood over him later. Did a little commercial. All right, I'm going to throw up. Thanks, Brett. There's your Brady report. Everybody just go towel off. That was gross.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.